Let's talk about the issue of post-radical prostatectomy radiation therapy. Can you talk about your approach to those patients?
Our approach is very comparable to, I think, what's been shown in both prospective randomized trials. I'm a believer in adjuvant radiotherapy for appropriately selected patients, trying not to wait for PSA progression. The patients that we would irradiate in the immediate postoperative setting are patients with pathologic T3 disease, positive surgical margin, or involvement of the seminal vesicles. Now, an isolated apical margin is a patient that I probably would follow because the location of the margin is of significant prognostic importance. And what's been shown from Dave Boswick's studies at the Mayo Clinic was that a positive margin at the base has a much more ominous outcome than an isolated apical margin.
What kind of morbidity do you tell patients about for using post-radical prostatectomy treatment?
In the short run, they'll have more urinary irritative symptoms. With time, these resolve. Long-term GU morbidity is very comparable, whether they had prostatectomy alone or prostatectomy with beam. They will have somewhat of a greater risk of having rectal morbidity, primarily rectal bleeding, and surely the chances of potency preservation will be less.